Welcome to the podcast, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. This podcast is for those who want to prepare for the empty nest in a positive way, for those who want to make it a fun and exciting time. Join me for interviews with others who tell us their empty nest story or who have different and inspiring stories to share. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram by the same name, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. This is a community for us to support one another on this new adventure. Let's discover what we want to do in this new chapter of our lives. We are just getting started. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. I am excited to be here and just want to share everything that I'm going through with my youngest, who is a senior in high school, who's just about done, and all the emotions that go with it. It has definitely been a roller coaster ride, as I think so many people go through, especially with the youngest. It's just such a final thing that your family is going through, the last one going through the whole process and, you know, moving on, becoming an adult and graduating high school. And it's just so much to look forward to and so exciting for them, and just wonder what is going to happen to them and what are they going to do and how are they going to grow and, you know, how are they going to be in adulthood and all that. And it's just exciting to watch, but then you sometimes think back to when they were little and you were their world and they, you know, gave the best hugs and they just thought you were everything to them, and you were, and not that you're not now, but they just have so many more activities that they're doing and growing that they're doing and doing things with friends and new adventures and new lives, basically. And it's just so much involved with that, and sometimes it's not you. Often it's not you that's involved with it because they are growing, and that can be hard. So I just wanted to talk about the senior year and how that's gone for her and for me as a parent and how I've dealt with it. And just go from there and share that with you. And maybe some of you have been through some of this and can relate to some of this. And maybe you have your own stories. And if you do, please reach out and share them with me. I'd love to hear other people's take on it too. You can always follow me on Next Chapter Empty Nest on Facebook or Instagram. You can DM me on either one. I'd love to hear from you and let me know how your empty nest time is going, or your youngest, how they're moving on, or any of your kids if they are graduating, and how that's going for you and how you're dealing with it. I'd love to hear it. So her year started out back in the fall. She was on the swim team, which was fabulous because I was just grateful she was on it because it was her sixth year of being on the school team. And between, you know, modified from what, 7th and 8th grade, and then 9th through 12th, she was on the varsity team. So it was just an exciting time. But she really has like a love-hate relationship with it. And the senior year, she really wasn't sure if she wanted to do it, and just had doubts about whether she wanted to do it. Did she like enough people on the team to want to do it? Some she got along with great, of course, like every team, friends with some and just okay some of the others, maybe tolerate one or two, that kind of a thing. She just wasn't sure if she wanted to do it. So I just told her she could sign up and try it and make the most of it. And it's hard for her. She's not the best. She's one of the slowest swimmers, but she has the most heart and she cheers everybody on. And I guess that was hard for her too, that, you know, here I'm not one of the best swimmers. Why am I even doing this? But she's one of the best cheerleaders, cheering everybody else on. And I want her to know that, you know, not everybody can be the best one on the team. And we all have our different roles, and it's important too to cheer on everyone. And sometimes she would cheer on the underdog and on her team or the other teams. And she was just such a gracious person to do that. Like, especially like with people on the other team, that's, you don't always see that. And I just wanted her to know how important that is to be, how kind that is of her. And I wanted her to know that that's important too, and it's okay. And others might not agree with it, but so what? If that's important to you, then do it. And so she did join the team and stay on the team and participated and all that, and did her whole senior year, and she looked forward to senior night, and they announced the girls, the seniors, and made a big deal and had a little spotlight on them and gave them gifts and celebrated them. And she loved that. And at the end of the season, they also had a banquet. And I have to say, she was shocking because each one, they give an award. The captains of the team give an award to each of the girls. And they called her up and gave her her award and were ready for her to turn and walk away. And she said, excuse me, I have some words that I want to say. And I didn't ask permission because I thought it was easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. So I'm just going to say some words. And it was interesting to see the captain's faces because they were pretty shocked by it. And the other parents were like, did you know she was doing this? No, not at all. And she said what she wanted to say, that you don't always have to be the best and that you're each an important part of the team. And I was so proud of her and how she just encouraged the other girls, the younger girls, and was a good role model to them. And I was just shocked that she did that. And, you know, not everybody got a chance to say what they wanted, but she made sure she did. And so proud of her. I would never do that myself. And I was just so surprised and proud of her to say what she needed to say. And, you know, it's hard being the one who's not the greatest all the time, not the winner, winning every race. And you know, also she was put in for the first few meets. She had one race. And she's like, why does everybody else have two and three? Even the younger girls have two or three. Why am I only getting one? And we kept saying, well, you need to be the one to talk to the coach. We can't do it for you. You have to talk to the coach. And she did, finally. I mean, it took a long time for her to. She probably went through like 5 or 6 meets before she finally worked up the nerve. And she said, I would like to do more races. And I should be able to do more than one. The younger girls do 2 or 3. I want to also. And he said, well, okay, what do you want to be in? And the next meet, she was in those races that she said she wanted to do. So she grew a ton during swim, and we were just shocked, but so surprised and so thrilled by her ability to do that. And just, she grew by leaps and bounds doing those things. So that was fabulous. And I really don't miss it because she would complain so much about swim. So it was kind of more of a relief when it was done. So it wasn't difficult at all. So as the mom, and it was just glad that it was over, but she definitely grew a lot. Next was cheerleading. She did that for, as she told the girls, for half her life. She started when she was 9, in cheerleading this program through some of the local churches do it. They have a basketball team and a cheer team, and the cheerleaders cheer on the basketball teams. And she did it for a few years when she was younger. starting at 9. And then she thought, you know, I'm getting too old for this. All the girls are young, but I love it. I want to do it some more. And we said, you know, maybe you should ask the coach, see if she needs an assistant, somebody to help. And she asked, and she was thrilled to have Iris help her. And my daughter just grew every year. I commend this coach because she always gave Iris just a little bit more to do, a little more responsibility, a little more of dealing with the girls, a little more with teaching. And she struggled at first. Every season she was, Mom, I don't know if I can do this. And I can't believe she's making me do this. She made me talk to the girls and, you know, in front of them or, and, you know, in front of the group and at first. And then it was like just more and more and more responsibility each year. And each year, by the end of the season, she had done it and she grew so much. And I am very thankful for that coach to see what she could do and to know that she could do it and to encourage her. And she was the kindest person. And so this year she's 18 and she told the girls, oh, I have spent half my life cheer on this cheer program and either in it or coaching. So, which was very eye-opening for me. I was like, what? Wow, I guess so. That's amazing. And she just learned every year so much from it. And it was interesting because this year, her and the coach and another woman who's an assistant coach, they all went out to dinner one time together and they were talking, and one of them, they're both adult women, and here she is, you know, high school senior, and they're out in the real world working and all that, but they talked to her, and one had a breakup, and they were just discussing that, and Iris gave her some advice and just said, you know, like, that she didn't deserve that. She was too kind to put up with whatever was happening in her relationship. And it dawned on me that she became friends. Like, the coach was always an adult figure to her through the years. But now that she's 18, she is now friends with the coach, and you know, she was out to dinner with them without me and with these other adult women, and I'm like, oh my god, Iris is a woman. Like, she is a woman now. And that was like the first real realization of that fact, that she is a grown woman, and talking to these other grown women and having adult conversation and carrying her own and just having them as friends, grown women. And I just was astounded and shocked by that. More about that. I'm like, wow, this is really happening. And, but they're such good role models for her. And I think they plan to get together this summer, and she can get together when she gets home from breaks. I'm sure they will want to get together with her. And they're just such fabulous role models for her. And I'm just so thankful that they are in her life to guide her, because, you know, they're younger than me. They're not mom's age, but they're adult women. And sometimes, obviously, with anybody's kids, they respond better sometimes to other adults than mom and dad. So I am thrilled that they're in her life to guide her and help her and be friends with her. Like, that is just such a heartwarming thing for me to see and to realize. So that was super special, and I'm very thankful for it. And oh, and that was very sad too. I almost forgot this part, but the last game she invited me to attend, and usually I try not to the last year or two and send my daughter off to, I'm like, nope, drive yourself, you go, do your thing without me there, because I feel like I've had to, you know, push her more. But she had these other people there to help her grow, and she didn't need me to, and I wanted her to have some independence from that. So she did invite me to the last game, and I went, and oh my gosh, I kept tearing up the whole time, like trying not to sob and make a mess of myself, but it was just like, oh my God, this is the last time she's doing this, and like I just kept crying and trying to, you know, not look like I was crying in front of all these parents and the crowd and all that. Not that everybody was watching me, but it was just such an emotional time, and I could not stop the leaking out of my eyes. And so it was, I was like, what is wrong with me? And that was like the real emotion started then. So that was like in March that I finally kicked in, and the realization that this is happening and that this was her last time doing this and she wouldn't be there in the next year when they do this. And so, yeah, it was just very, very, like, I couldn't stop. And even that evening, I go home and I'm still doing that. My husband's like, what is wrong with you? What's going on? And I just had to explain, I don't know. I just am sad about it. I mean, it's a great thing, and you know, that she'll have more opportunities in college and to do different things and try different things and volunteer at different things. And I love that she's had this volunteer opportunity for so many years, and it's looked good when she applied for college and all that. But just for it to be ending after such a long time was a brutal thing to my to me and my emotions. So yeah, I'm still a little touchy about that. And since then, I've been more emotional about everything that she goes through. Like, I'm always like, feel like at any moment I could burst into tears and I could just, or even just subtly, my eyes start to water kind of a thing. Or yeah, just like lots of moments like that randomly, different things we talk about and different things that have happened, like I'm just start to tear up over it and sometimes cry. And sometimes I cry on the way at work, I want to cry sometimes thinking about it, and I'll cry on the way home. But it's just such a lot going on and a lot to think about. And of course I'm happy for her, but I feel like it's a lot different than her sister, who graduated 2 years ago during COVID, because we were just grateful that she had a graduation, grateful that she had a senior ball, that kind of thing, because she almost didn't have those, and she didn't have a junior prom and that kind of thing. But so then when she had it, we were just grateful. And but now I'm like, okay, this is, must be how most people feel most years, most normal times, just emotional here and there and throughout the senior year. So I think it's normal. If you're going through it, then I would say it's normal. Another thing I wanted to talk about was a cruise that we went on in March. We went as a family, and it was super fun, great fun. And now in the back of my mind, knowing my daughter's going off to college, I've been very concerned about her. Like, is she going to be okay? Is she going to be okay being so far away from me? She's about 10 hours away. Also, just like my other daughter, they're both out of state and near each other, a little over an hour away from each other. But is she going to be okay? Is she going to be me friends? Is she going to be okay socially? And so we go on this cruise, and one time we were most, I had seen the other kids and my brother and his wife and my husband, the people we went with, except for my youngest daughter. And I'm like, where is she? I haven't seen her in a few hours. So I text her, don't hear back. So we decide, oh, it's lunchtime, let's go up to the Lido deck and have some lunch and take the elevator up. And still haven't heard from her on text. We get off the elevator, we're walking through, and they're having a dance party by the pools on the Lido deck. And don't you know, there she is shimmying and shaking at this dance party. And I'm like, I was speechless. I was just like, what? She's up here dancing away. And then I thought, you know what? She's going to be socially, she's going to be just fine at college because she's up here doing these dances and having a great old time by herself. I mean, with a whole bunch of people, but she didn't need any of us from our family group to be with her, to be there and to do it. And it was just so funny. And after that, I tell everybody that. I'm like, yep, I was worried about her going off to college, but guess what? She was on the cruise, on a different floor, up dancing away all by herself and having a grand old time. So she will be okay socially. That is what I took away from that. And it was funny because I went up to her at one point and said, oh, you know, we're getting lunch or whatever. And these people came up and they're like, oh, these women, oh, your daughter's a fabulous dancer. She's teaching us some of these dances. And they knew all these dances that from her. And she had learned them in elementary school. They had a gym teacher who taught. They had a section on all the dances, the chicken dance and the Cupid shuffle and blah, 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 all those kind of dances. And they were doing those at this cruise party, dance party. And she knew them all. And she was teaching some of the other people how to do it. So it was amazing and so funny and so fun. And what a relief as a mom. She's going to be okay. At least socially, she will be totally fine in college. Now, this month, June, my daughter graduates the end of the month, just a few days from now, and they have had a lot going on. They had a senior ball, senior picnic, then her and her friends planned a senior trip, and that was interesting because my husband and I were like, bye, have fun. We were like, okay with it because she's been camping her whole life, and some of the other parents were very hesitant and didn't want them to go off on this trip themselves. And so we were just found that interesting. And some of them had been camping before. And I know, like, they can put together a fire in my backyard. We have a little fire pit. And they've started that just fine. And the other parents are like, well, what if they can't start a fire? What about food? What are you going to do for that? So anyways, one of the parents arranged it for a camp at some family member that they know and stayed there with them, but let the kids do their thing. But they were there in case there was an emergency or they needed anything. So we just found that interesting. Just because we're like, go, bye, have fun. But I think because sometimes my daughter's just wears me out and is exhausting. So I was like, yes, so he can do it. But I feel like she would be fine. Like if they couldn't start a fire, then you just, you know, done it myself. I've seen other people. You just put a flashlight in the fire pit and aim it at the sky and everybody sits around it and tells their ghost stories or whatever they want to do. And you can eat your s'mores cold, you know, cold marshmallows, and you'll be fine. So, and it was just for a weekend, and I was like, well, they'll live. There's always a convenience store nearby. They can just go buy sandwiches or a can of SpaghettiOs. I don't know, whatever. They'll live, you know? So I really knew that they would be okay. But other people had issues with it, and that's fine too. And they ended up having a fabulous time, and got to do what they wanted. The parents stayed out of the way. They went somewhere. I think it went hiking. And they was on a lake. So they got to swim. And they had fun. But I feel like, too, with her being so far away for college, that we are kind of at the point where, you know, she needs to learn to make these decisions. So we've been kind of letting go throughout the year on different things. Whereas some of her friends are staying closer to home or at home. So maybe it's a different perspective when you're in that situation. So So it was just interesting to see. And it worked out just fine. Her graduation is this week and in a few days, like I said, and I've been a nervous wreck about it. Like, excuse me, when my niece and nephew graduated a few years ago, theirs was at one certain location. I knew I loved where we sat. That's where I'm going to sit for my kids. Well, then my daughter's was different 2 years ago because of COVID, and it was outside and at the school, and it was great, but it was just different. And then this year, it's at a different venue. It's totally different again. So it wasn't like how I expected a few years back where I would know where to sit. So I'm hoping I get there early enough and get a good seat. But either way, it's going to be great. I heard the seats were good everywhere. But it's just want to be there. And I guess I just get a little anxious about it. Just want to be there on time and super early to find a seat. I don't want to be the people that are, you know, running in late or whatever that you see sometimes. So just planning ahead, but trying not to be anxious about it. And we're having the grad party at our house, which I didn't really want because I get very nervous about that too. There's just so much planning. I really wanted to have it someplace where they have the soda, they have the food, and you just pay one price and that's it. But she really wanted it at home, so we agreed to it, and I'm looking forward to it now, though. I'm getting more excited about it, and her friend had a graduation party early this past weekend, so, and it went fine. It worked out fine, and it always works out fine, and I'm telling myself it's going to be fine. And I think that really helped going to hers, was to see that, yeah, it all works out in the end, and it'll be great. It'll be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it. And then we have her college orientation. Oh, we have friends and family coming in first for this weekend. And she even has a friend that she had met online from Indiana. And we had gone a couple years ago to visit her there. And we went, where do we go? We went there like a year ago, February, and visited her then as well. And then they moved to Florida. And when we were on our cruise, they came, we cut off our cruise at the end of it. We were in Miami for a day and they came over and traveled 2 or 3 hours to come see us there in Miami and spend the day with us. And that was a lot of fun. And I get along great with her mom and dad, and they got to finally meet my husband and other daughter and the rest of our family that were on the cruise, and we all hung out and got along great. And then her mom and her are flying in for my daughter's graduation and for the party, so we are super excited to be hosting them. They're going to be staying with us, and hopefully the girls will sleep at some point during the weekend, but who knows? But to have friends like that, like, how cool is that, that my daughter has a friend like that? I feel so fortunate to have them in her life as well. Like, they're just good people, very good people, and such a good friend to her. So that's super exciting. And then we have a bunch of family coming in from all over, and from Florida and Las Vegas and all over, coming to attend the party and celebrate her accomplishment of graduating from high school. And I'm just so thankful that all these people are coming and trying not to worry about all the logistics of everything. It's all going to go just fine and it'll be fine. And I hope she loves every minute of it and realizes how much she is loved and how all these people came together for her for this party. So I'm hoping she, I know she'll appreciate it, but I hope she sees, like, just all that love coming at her from all directions, because she has struggled this year with some things and some bullies in school, and which I think is par for the course for most people in high school, unfortunately. And I hope this helps erase some of that, and that she can just feel the love. And, you know, we really look forward to her going to college, because she does worry about, you know, what if there's people are mean to her there too, and bullies to her there. And, you know, we're like, those aren't the kind of kids that go on to college generally. Like, they want to be there. The ones in college want to be there. And so I hope this love just envelops her and goes with her to college, and, you know, just that she can blossom there and really thrive. Like, just the way she's been her whole life. I've always said, you are such a college student. Just like, I just feel like she's always been independent in a lot of ways, and just having like her teachers in younger grades would always be like, oh, I say a joke under my breath, or say a joke to the class, nobody would get it, but Iris would always get it. Or, you know, say something under my breath and she would laugh, and I'd be like, oh no, I didn't mean for any of them to, I didn't think they would get it, but she would always get it. And she was just always like a step ahead in some ways like that. And, you know, was always a night owl, and like, you can make your own schedule in college. You don't have to have all 8 a.m. classes or whatever. So I just think that all of it together, she's just going to thrive in college. And I'm certainly going to miss her. And I'm hoping to make things possible for myself so that I can go down there like once a month, a little more often than I've been able to for my oldest daughters. But I'd like to be able to go down and see both of them. And I just can't wait to see her thrive. And I think she's going to do just as well as her sister has done. And thankfully, you know, the oldest daughter's done great and is fine. And now it's her turn. And it's just going to be exciting. And I will miss her, and I'll probably cry sometime at the party or at graduation or when she goes off to college. But overall, I'm excited for her. And I know this is the right next step for her. And like, she's just so confident about it and where she wants to go. And I think it's going to be good. So yeah, that is a lot to cover today. But I hope that if your child is, no matter what their transition is, if it's as they're getting older, maybe they're going into their senior year, maybe they're graduating as well and going off to college or the military or the workforce, you know, we all love it and appreciate it and love watching them grow, but we do still miss when they were little sometimes too. So even though sometimes that was like the hardest time when they were, you know, so needy and stuff and needed you all the time, but they loved you and you were their world, and it was so great in some ways too, just to be so loved and just for them to want to be with you, and now they want to be with their friends. But it's great to see too, and I can't wait to see how things work out for her, and I know they will, and I know they will for your child too as they continue to grow. And yeah, reach out to me and message me and let me know how you're doing and what's going on, what's your situation. I'd love to hear about it, and please feel free to share, because I'd like to know that, yeah, I'm not the only emotional case around here. So thank you for listening today. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you, and I hope you are having a fabulous beginning of the summer, and we will continue on the summer after this episode with a summer series. So they'll tend to be probably shorter and maybe more frequently, I'm not really sure. But when things happen, then I'll update you each week or however often to let you know where we're at in our journey onto the empty nest. I already have some ideas going through my head, like some potential trips I want to take. And yeah, it's just exciting to look forward to. But it's like, oh, in a couple weeks when the graduation's over and grad party and then we have her orientation at college, then I'm like, wow, I'll have some time. I can like stop and think about what we want to do. And so I've started to ask my husband, so what do you think? Like, are we on the same page? Or, you know, what ideas do you have? So we can start talking about it. So anyways, more about that another time. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.